Next, you will need to do feasibility study, for which we can go through checklist 7. In the feasibility study, you will learn about the market. What is your business idea? That is, what is the mission of your organization? And what market research have you done for your social enterprise? Who are going to be your customers? Who are they actually buying from now? If your kind of product is already available from the market, who are they buying from and why? And will they swap to you? And if you think they swap to you, why will they swap to you? What is it that is your unique selling point? How will you get the products to your customers? That is, what are your distribution channels? How will you make sure the end customer will get your product? What is going to be your marketing strategy? So you need to have a thorough idea of your organization. What is your main motivation to start your social enterprise? Your passion, your mission of the organization, that needs to be clearly laid out. And what is it that you want to achieve? What is the social impact or what is the social good that you want to do by running your social enterprise is something that you should know and be clear about. Do you also have the drive and the determination? You may have the passion, you may have great ideas to want to run a business, but you will need the drive and the determination to overcome all odds before your social enterprise is going to be a success. Also, how are you going to measure your social impact? There will be various tools, monitoring tools and evaluation tools that are needed. You need to fit this in to your budget as well. You need to fit in these costs at the budgeting stage itself. Also, do you have the capacity to deliver along with the employees that you have? Do your employees also have the capacity to deliver on the mission of your social organization? What kind of policies and procedures are you going to set for your organization? How are you going to create a supportive working environment? For your idea that you've created, maybe there is a social enterprise already running in the system. Have you identified good practices from them? That would be a helpful start. And like we talked about earlier, finally, how are you going to measure the social output or the social impact after doing all these activities? The costs. You need to be very realistic about the costs of your organization. And you have to consider and add up all the costs. You need to also get accurate cost information. That is, your costs should neither be overstated nor understated. You need to know the exact cost of your sales before you can go on to run a sustainable enterprise. Profits. Of course, since we've said that it's a social business and not a charity or a not-for-profit organization, so you have to build in the profits for your organization. But when do you think your social enterprise will start making a profit? When will it break even before making a profit? What will the profit margins be? And will that be enough to keep your business sustainable? What are you going to do with the profit? Are you going to share it amongst the founders? Or are you going to reinvest it in your business? What if you don't make the profits you've targeted for? Is there a contingency plan in place to tackle this? Capital and cash. How much funding is needed for your startup? And how much funding is needed before you break even? Until you break even, all the funding that you need, where is it going to come from? What about the cash flow implications? Have you done enough background research to access the funding and finance that you need? So think through all these things you need to think through while doing up a detailed business plan and your feasibility study. The premises and equipment. We spoke about this earlier. Where are your premises going to be located? What kind of equipment are you going to need? Are you going to own your property and equipment or are you going to lease it? Similarly for staffing, when are you going to recruit the staff? How are you going to people find with the right skills? Are there any training requirements and how are you going to meet them? How are you going to draw up a health and safety policy for your staff? So all these things need to be factored in your feasibility study. Next, we move on to the finance and banking needs. What kind of financial support are you going to need and how much? From where are you going to get it? Have you explored all the funding possibilities? And we've seen earlier, you've got the accelerator, you've got the incubator, you've got the banking industry. So you need to evaluate all your sources before deciding on the right funding source for your social enterprise. Legislation. This is very important, and you need to make sure that you have all your legal compliances before you start your business and not after. So you need to form the right legal structure which suits your social enterprise. And make sure you take all the necessary legal advice from professionals. If you need to register for GST, please make sure it is done. You need to inform the relevant authorities about the business, including the name of your business. Make sure that is done. Right insurance, very important. You have to make sure you have the right insurance for your business. If there are any additional regulations, like in environmental regulations, pollution control board regulations, make sure you have all these before you start your social enterprise. What are the critical success factors? Determine those. And do you have any alternative plans if you miss your targets? That is, do you have your contingency plan in place? Very, very important for your business plan. Supplier information. Who are going to be your main suppliers? And if for any reason these suppliers cannot supply you your goods or your raw materials that you need, are there other suppliers in the market? And will they be able to give you the same raw materials at the same price and at the same time? Have you set up accounts with all your suppliers? And are you getting the best terms from your suppliers? Make sure all these things are done by right professional people. Business systems. You will need to have a proper bookkeeping system in place. You will need to have the proper bank account for your social enterprise. You will need to have a system for credit control. You need to have tools to evaluate and monitor your business performance. Security precautions to protect your systems, not only your physical systems and the physical inventory, but also technological systems. Do you have a backup system and a disaster recovery plan? All this will need to go into your business plan and the feasibility study. Next, we move on to SWOT analysis. SWOT analysis is a method of strategic planning which involves identifying your own strengths and weaknesses, this is internal, and any external opportunities and threats. This is, of course, in relation to achieving your business objectives. And it is very common to arrange the SWOT analysis in a grid format to help give you a visual record of your analysis. Your eventual business plan should build on your strengths and maximize the opportunities while you identify and address your weaknesses and minimize your threats. After doing your SWOT analysis, you will need to move on to PESTEL analysis. PESTEL is basically an acronym for political, economic, social, technological, environmental, and legal. And therefore, a PESTEL analysis is basically a framework for analyzing your external environment in relation to political, economic, social, technological, environmental, and legal factors. Let's go through each of them. What are the political factors? These will include government policies and laws that may affect your social enterprise. For example, employment law and policies can have a major impact on your social aims, while tax policies can affect your financial model. So you need to be definitely aware of the political factors that can affect your business. Economic factors. These include inflation, interest rates, economic growth or recession in the country, and other trends in the economy. These factors can have a major impact on your ability to raise capital and on levels of demand in your market. Social factors. Social factors will include things like population trends, demographic features, and general social attitudes which could have an effect on your business. Technological factors. It's a fast-paced world out there, with technological changes occurring at an even faster pace. So here it will include all your technological changes and trends, and also the technological research, development and innovation that is particularly relevant to your particular industry. Environmental factors will include your weather, climate change, and environmental trends. And finally, the legal factors. These are the laws that affect your business, including employment law, consumer law, health and safety law, charity law, company law, and any particular regulations or legal considerations specific to your industry. So now we come to the most important step of actually preparing your business plan. It cannot be stressed enough that a well-written business plan is a very crucial tool. And a good business plan is a living, breathing document that you constantly refer back to, continually scribble on with new ideas and suggestions, and that guides your daily work. Writing a good business plan is not all that difficult. That is, if you have done all the preparation work beforehand. And we would strongly recommend that even if you get support from other people or consultants or professionals, you should write your business plan yourself. And this is because you are the architect of your business. Nobody knows it better than you, or can explain it better than you, or can present it better than you. And therefore, you should make sure and write your business plan yourself. Remember here that when you write your business plan, you need to write it with your audience in mind, including funders, partners, or the staff on your board. Try to keep a master version that you can use as a base, and then update the master copy regularly so that you have an up-to-date document for your own reference and for other people. Let us see a good sample of a business plan. A typical business plan will have 8 parts: the executive summary, details of the social enterprise, details of the parent organization, in case if your social organization is separate from the social enterprise, the market, the social impact, business development, people, and operations. Let's go through each of it in detail on the subsequent slides. 1. Executive summary. This is the first thing most people will read, and it is your chance to make an excellent first impression. So this section should be short, giving a brief overview of what your social enterprise does, where you are at the moment, where you want to go, and how will you get there. 2. The social enterprise. This is where you introduce the key facts about your social enterprise, including the name of your organization, the contact details, the legal status, the structure, and so on. You can also use a few sentences to describe your business idea, your product, or your service, and the social aims of your enterprise. The organization. If your social enterprise is a part of a larger organization, it will be really helpful to include a section about the background of your organization, its aims, and key details like the number of years of operating, annual turnover, number of staff, and the management structure. In this section, you will summarize what you have learned from your market research. That is, your primary market research and your secondary market research. You can then go on to explain and describe how you will apply this learning in your sales and marketing efforts. You can further subdivide this section into 2 more sections, that is your market analysis and the market strategy. So what is market analysis? That is, who will buy your products or services? Why will they buy from you? We've seen this in the earlier part of the chapter as well. Trends, current trends in your market that you have identified from your research. The levels and types of competition in your market. The results of any marketing testing that you might have done. And the lessons from similar businesses including that of other social enterprises. The marketing strategy. These are your routes to the market. That is, how will you distribute your products and services? How will you make sure it reaches the end consumer? Have you considered e-commerce options? What is the pricing of your product? What is the promotional mix that you're going to use? Do you have a customer care policy? And do you have a mechanism to receive customer feedback? Who will be involved in the marketing of your product? And how much have you budgeted for marketing? All these things will go into your marketing strategy. 5. Social impact. In this section, you should summarize how will you and your organization make a difference in society? That is, what is the social part of your social enterprise? And this is very important because yours is a social venture. It is not only a for-profit business. So it is very important that your readers know what is the social impact that you're aiming at. The points that can be included in this section are, who are your likely beneficiaries? That is, who is going to benefit from your social enterprise? Why is your social enterprise needed? What is so important for its existence? And how will your social enterprise meet that need? What is your training and employment support model for the people excluded from the labor market? How are you going to work with the different business partners? Who are your stakeholders? Who have you identified them? And what type of consultations have you done with them? How will you measure your social impact? And have you budgeted for measuring your social impact? 6. Business development. This section is where you should summarize what you need to do to maximize the chances of your social enterprise succeeding. You can also present about what you think you need to do to maximize the chances of your social enterprise succeeding. That is, list out your main critical success factors as identified by you and your strategies to address the same. So basically what you will have here is a summary of your SWOT and BEST-L, and you can present that in this section. 7. People. This section should highlight the key people who will be involved in making your enterprise a success. This will include your staff, the volunteers, the board members, the lead of your organization, etc. You can also consider including a brief description of the roles and responsibilities of each person. But what you must include is an organizational structure, a chart to show the relationships between the different people, a summary of the skills, experience, and knowledge of everyone involved is also important. Any training plans that you may have, more detailed information. So these are the basics that you can include, and any more detailed information can be included in the appendix. 7. Operations. This is the section where you will provide details of all the nuts and bolts of your social enterprise. Areas to think about will include the premises of your organization, the supplier information, the information about the equipment that you are either planning to buy or lease, your production details, and the external relationship and the external relations with the relevant stakeholders. Finance. The financial section of your business, in many ways, is the most important one. However, you will need to think carefully about presenting this because a lot of information here may be confidential. For example, it will have sensitive information about supplier discounts or staff salaries. So you may want to provide a summarized version of your financial model and give more details available on request. This can be useful to organize your financial information, that is, keep it in 3 subsections. 1. Present your budget. 2. Present a scenario planning, that is, what is the best case scenario, the worst case scenario, and the most likely scenario. And finally, give your investment and funding methodologies. Appendices. We have already mentioned in the earlier part, several areas where you can give additional details in the appendix. The other suggestions would be references, testimonials, letters of support, quotations for equipment, professional advisors' reports, previous year's accounts if you have any. So all this can be a part of your appendices. So finally, after having drawn up your business plan, you do the actual startup of your organization. That is, you're moving from your idea, the idea that you had, and making your business plan now a reality. So at this stage, all your research and planning will be tested in real life. And the one thing that is guaranteed here is that there are going to be surprises and shocks along the way. And one of the keys to making your startup phase successful is being flexible and adaptable. That is, changing your plans and actions in response to the reality of your market, your customers, your staff, and your trainees. Remember, it's going to take you 3 or 4 years to reach full financial viability. A crucial part of starting up successfully is to turn all your market research and knowledge into real sales from real customers so that you meet your income forecasts. And marketing is going to be vital and crucial to securing your sales. Finally, after having done your startup, after having done your sales, it is extremely crucial to monitor and report on your finances. It is also vital to monitor and report on your social outcomes. In the exploring stage, you have set up a basic framework for this. We have made sure we did this. So as you start up, you will need to make sure that you implement this framework and make sure you provide regular reports on how you are progressing against your goals to the relevant board members and external stakeholders also, if necessary. So this brings us to the concluding part of the chapter, and that is the final checklist. Very, very, very important. Make sure you have the right person at the helm. The person who leads the organization will be responsible for the success or failure of your organization. And he or she will be responsible to build the right team as well. You should make sure you have an action plan and a timetable to cover all the things that you need to do and when. Make sure there are simple and clear workflows of information through all levels of the enterprise, through all the hierarchical structures, so that everyone gets the information they need and that feedback makes its way to the managers and the decision makers. Marketing never stops. Make sure you make your decisions quickly and create the right culture for your organization. These 3 steps are definitely going to be crucial in determining the success or failure of your organization. Finally, remember, we have spoken about this enough. It takes time to make a social impact. It's a long, drawn-out process. And experience has shown that it can take a minimum of 3 to 4 years for a social enterprise to move from the startup stage to survival stage and to break even. That is much before it starts to making its profits. There is usually no quick fix to this. And you have to do all the hard work to build your business. You need to be prepared to be in this for the long haul. So students, with this, we come to an end of the chapter. And I'm sure after having gone through this, each one of you has it in you to be in there for the long haul, and come up with a wonderful social business enterprise. Best of luck. Thank you.